God of all consolation, as we give you thanks for the life of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth and bring to you our sadness and sorrow, so too we lift before you all the members of the royal family. Be with them, O Lord, as they grieve not only their Queen, but for their beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. May they find comfort in the promise of the new heaven and new earth, wherein pain and suffering, grieving and sorrow will be no more, and you will wipe away every tear. Surround them with your love, remind them of your presence, and encourage them in the sure and certain hope that belongs to all who trust in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, grant that as we give thanks for the life and witness of your servant Elizabeth, our Queen, so through her example of faith and self-giving, your people may come to know the fullness of your power and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Eternal God, to whom all may come through your Son, lay your healing hand upon those who are sick. Make your loving presence known to those who are lonely. Give your strengthening power to those who are fearful. May those who lack be filled, those who mourn be comforted, those who worry be calmed, and those who seek forgiveness find it in Jesus Christ, through whom we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, the Ancient of Days, you are sovereign over all your people. Give to His Majesty King Charles enduring wisdom and faith in the service of the people of this land and of you, his Lord and Master. Grant that his reign may be one of faithful witness and prove to others a source of hope, that they may come to know more fully your Son, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
And also with you.
The hymn, "I Vow to Thee, My Country."
Thank you.
Present be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Almighty, never living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. In the communion of saints, you have given us an example of godly living, that, rejoicing in their fellowship, we may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and with them receive the unfading crown of glory. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death, we celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy Church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We be many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.